Helping close the divide between farmer and consumer are some of agriculture's best new voices. The Camp of Champions gives exhibitors a chance to meet one another and introduce the public to their animals. Co-chairs Jody May and Janie Suddeth both put their kids through the program. Jody, why don't you tell us more?
I've always referenced it like the Olympics.
You're supreme champion.
You always want to go for the gold. If you make it to the Camp of Champions, then it's kind of like winning the gold. Part of the value of it is the opportunity to get to know each other, because a lot of times the steer exhibitors know each other and the sheep exhibitors know each other, but this gives them the opportunity to all kind of come together as a group, get to know each other, and it creates a bond that lasts a lifetime. During the Camp of Champions, they have the chance to work with a motivational speaker, and then they have the opportunity to take some tours, and then they have the opportunity to just kind of mingle with the public.
So how long has the Camp of Champions been around, and how has it evolved over the years?
I have been coming to the Wisconsin State Fair for 30 years, and I believe that it's been around about 10, 15 years. I have older children that have been in the Camp of Champs, and now my youngest one is just going into the Camp of Champs for the last time.
So Janie, what about you?
I have a daughter. I have a son that went through the Camp of Champs, that he has aged out of showing, and I have a daughter that's just starting, that her goal is to make the Camp of Champs next year.
So how have you seen the Camp of Champions affect your son? What kind of experience or impact did it leave on him?
The friends that he made and that bond that they connected with each other over that 3.5, 4 days, it's just something that lasts forever. It's once you go into the camp, there are kids that you have never met before that show different species than you, and you meet them, and they just become lifelong friends. You know, they're people with different paths that have taken different paths to get to the state fair, to get to their point in their career, and, you know, they keep these people as friends, as connections in the business world, and they really become more like family.
And the experience, the fair experience really extends beyond just the state fair.
Yes, it does. It really does. The experience of being at the state fair and beyond, I know for my son, like I said, he has taken many connections as far as not only the Camp of Champs, but committee members, people that are involved in the auction, kids that have gotten scholarships. It really expands their horizon, their mass friendships.
It gives them career and education opportunities.
Absolutely.
Besides just the fair.
Absolutely. It goes way beyond the fair, and it's really forever. I mean, I know that for our families have been in the livestock industry for years, and I am a second generation livestock, like stock show people, and I know Jody's family, they've been in it absolutely forever, and it does. It goes way beyond right here.
So what are the lessons that kids take away from the Camp of Champions?
A big lesson that they come away with is communication skills. We have a media session with them on Friday mornings, kind of before everything gets really kick-started, and it teaches them how to talk to the public regarding their products, because people do ask a wide variety of questions, and it teaches them how to communicate with the public and how to really promote their passion.
Yeah, so the Camp of Champions, it's good for making that bridge between the farmer and the consumer, not just the show kid and
yes,
other people in their community.
Absolutely, absolutely. It does give you the connection of where your food comes from, because, and that it gives you the whole food chain from beginning to end, and it's just a fact of it. I mean, that's just the way it is.
So how many kids are in the Camp of Champions?
Generally, there's about 32, anywhere from 32 to 35.
So being adults that have seen exhibitors through the season, seen the Camp of Champions cycle through, what is something that you've taken away?
I would have to say I take away that, you know, in a society where, you know, it's a different generation than mine, and you do see it's a huge social media. A lot of kids spend a lot of time on their electronics. We have learned that these kids are usually not those kids. They're out in the barn early in the mornings. They're out in the barn most of the day. They work till late at night. You know, they're learning that work ethic. And I've taken away that you know, a lot of people say this is a generation that's going to take us backwards. And I don't, seeing these kids here, these are not those kids. These are kids that are going to move us forward.
They definitely learn responsibility. Something that I've taken away is that they are great at what they do. They do have a passion, whereas much more than I could have ever done. And so I give them a lot of credit, knowing that they've worked hard and have moved forward.
Jody May and Janie Suddeth have seen their kids grow in the Camp of Champions and many others. And now these are the faces of the industry sharing their knowledge with the public. From the grounds of the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.